We're in a religious war with radical Islamists who've embraced a religious doctrine that requires them, compelled by God, to purify their religion, to kill all moderate Muslims or people who don't agree with them within the faith, to destroy every other religion. And here are our choices. We can fight them over there, or we can fight them at home. We can fight them by ourselves, or we can fight them with partners. I choose to fight them over there with partners. And when our president doesn't acknowledge that this is a religious-driven war, it's going to be very hard to win it. There's a doctrine embraced by radical Islamists that require them to kill or convert. Most Muslims do not feel compelled by God to kill people of other religions, but this radical strain of Islam is compelling them to kill us because we don't embrace their view of religion. It has nothing to do with our support for Israel. It has nothing to do regarding our foreign policy. This has been going on for a couple of decades now, and until our president understands what the Egyptian president understands, that we're in a religious war, it's going to be very hard to defeat it. It has nothing to do with our intervention in Iraq, like a Democratic United States senator suggested that the people in Paris were radicalized because of our invasion of Iraq. People who think that are missing the big picture here.